Hi, everybody. This is Michelle Prince, and I'm a best-selling author. I'm a motivational speaker, but I have a passion for helping people to find their voice, to find their story, to use their story to help build their business. And I have a lot of experience in doing this. This is something that I have done for myself over the last several years, where I've taken what comes natural to me, what it is that I know best, and I've put that into a book so that other people can benefit. And in the process, what it has done is not only helped a lot of people to be inspired and encouraged to live their best life, which is something that I'm passionate about, but also what it's done for me is I have built an entire business around just that, taking that one action step. So why should you be writing a book? Why are you listening today? And what is it that you could share with others that could benefit them? And I'm here to tell you. So first of all, why write a book? Well, let's think about this. When you meet somebody that's an author, what are your immediate thoughts? Immediately, whether you know them or not, subconsciously, you give them credibility. You think of them as someone of authority. And test this. You know, when you have been introduced to somebody, whether you know anything about them or not, as soon as you hear that they have the word author as part of their status, immediately it raises the awareness. It's a very natural thing. Now, whether or not that credibility is deserved, I'll leave that up to the judges. But the point is, when somebody takes the time and the effort to write a book, immediately in the eyes of others, you are elevated. And why is that important? Well, as businessmen and women, listen, it's all about how people perceive us. You know, sometimes the best product doesn't always win. Sometimes the first to market doesn't always win. What wins is being remembered in the eyes of your prospect, being elevated in the eyes of your prospect, having that expertise status in the eyes of your prospect, having that credibility. So how do you get that credibility? Well, I am a firm believer that writing a book and sharing what you already know, it could be something related to what you're doing in business today. It could be something that you're passionate about. My recommendation is that it always needs to be a combination of the two. It needs to be the intersection between passion and experience. And I go through a lot of detail in my Bookbound workshop to show you exactly how to find that topic, how to really figure out that intersection between passion and purpose. Today's lesson is not about that, but it's really more about why you should, every business person should have a book. In fact, why you absolutely need to have a book in order to grow your business. But I'll just start with just giving you a little bit of that tip is intersection between experience and passion is really the key to success in writing a book. So let's talk about 10 reasons why every business owner absolutely must have a book. And I already talked about the very first point, and point number one is instant credibility. I mean, let's just face it. The bottom line is you are more credible in the eyes of your prospects or clients or even your competitors when you're an author. When you pick up a book, when you read about any topic, the person who wrote the book in your eyes is automatically, you know, at a status of expert based on the content. I want you to have that same expert status in whatever it is you write about. So number one, instant credibility, no doubt about it. That's the number one reason why you need to have a book. But let's talk about number two, reason number two. How many of you out there who have a business have an online presence? Okay? How many of you want to increase website traffic? How many of you want to get more people coming to your website? Well, guess what? By having a book, you will increase your website traffic. And here's how. When you read a book, or when anybody reads a book, after you read it, generally, if you like the information that was shared, you're going to want to learn more about that person, that business, that author. So what do most people do? They read the book, they go to the website, and they learn more. And that is exactly what happens. When I first wrote my book, Winning in Life Now, my intention was not to grow an entire business of publishing and coaching and seminars and speaking. It wasn't my intention when I first wrote the book. But what happened was when people would read the book, they'd want to find out more about me. And they'd go to my website. And then on my website, they'd reach out to me and contact me and ask me, you know, do you do coaching in this area? How can you help me? Will you come speak? I want to learn how to write a book too. Those all came because I wrote a book, not because I started a business saying, let me help you write a book. Does that make sense? So when you have a book, no matter what the topic is, when you have your contact information in there, they're going to flip it over on the back cover or they're going to find it inside in the book, but they're going to look for your contact information and you're going to increase web traffic. I'm going to give you a secret tip that I only share with my book-bound workshop attendees or my book publishing coaches, coaching clients, and that is within your book, you always want to lead people back to a website to give them more. For example, and this is a great tip, by the way, within a chapter, you can talk about a certain topic, but you don't want to give every single detail of that topic in the book. So what you can do is say for more information or to download a free worksheet or a free special report on this subject specifically, go to the website, you know, www.... /special report. And what's happening is that you're automatically engaging the reader who's already reading your book to now go to your website and sign up for a free item. And what does that do? Now you have collected their contact information, you're building that relationship with them, and that is how you grow a business. So that's step number two, or reason number two. All right, let's talk about reason number three. Now it's going to sound a lot like reason number one, but reason number three is you automatically become the expert or, in some cases, the celebrity. Why is that important, other than for some of us who have a little ego, maybe, but that's not the reason for doing this. Media loves and needs experts. And if you think about any talk show, any radio show, any TV show that you watch, who are they interviewing? Yeah, they're interviewing authors. So if you want the media to love and want to talk to you and elevate you as the expert, the number one easiest way to get in media is to be an author. It's a very simple process, and that's one of the secrets most people don't tell you is so many people clamor to have all this press to get PR. Well, do you want to get easy PR? Write a book, because they are always looking to highlight authors because it's great media coverage. So becoming the expert, becoming the celebrity is going to draw more media attention to you, whether that's very local to your community or whether your topic is nationally recognized and nationally known. You're going to attract that attention, which what does PR and press and media do for you? It increases exposure. It brings clients to your website. It brings in revenue. You always want to have the opportunity to be recognized in the media. And I promise you, the easiest way to do it is to write a book. All right, 10 reasons why every business owner absolutely has to have a book. Let's talk about reason number four. You can offer the book as a bonus for new clients. Now, so many people, when they write a book, think like, oh, I'm going to make thousands and millions of dollars, you know, selling a book. Well, and that's a very, a great goal to have. However, you don't always have to sell the book, and especially for you that are using your book as your business card. Let me say that again, because for those of you who are thinking differently about a book, your book is your business card. It's what you hand to people to immediately give you that expert status, that credibility factor. So you can offer your book as a bonus to new clients. You know, when you sign up with us today or whenever, you're also going to get my free book, my free coaching, whatever it is you want to offer. But those bonuses, what it does is it motivates buyers. So by having something tangible that you can give that costs you very, very little, other than the time it took you to get it done, the printing of it is actually very minimal. So by offering that as a bonus for new clients, you're now motivating buyers to take action and do business with you. And at the same time, you're increasing that credibility factor in their eyes. And in addition to new clients, reason number five is this is a great reason to contact old clients. Think about this. And I want you to imagine with me for just a minute. Go back into your client list in your mind right now. Who are the people you did business with last year, 2 years ago? How about 5 years ago? Have you kept in touch with them? If you haven't, what is the best way to reach back out to old clients? It's to thank them. And by reaching back and saying, hey, I just want to let you know, I just published my first book. You have been a wonderful client of ours. We just want to show you our appreciation and give you a free copy of our newly released book. It's a great way to get repeat business because, again, everything with, always think like a business person. How do you continue to keep your clients? Well, you have to build that loyalty. Having a book and giving it as a gift is a great way to build loyalty. But think of it in another way. being an author on the topic of whatever the business is, or even in a different topic, what does that tell your client? They trusted you the first go-around. Now that credibility and that trust is increased exponentially because you're continuously improving yourself, you're improving your business, and that gives buyers more confidence to do business with you again. So that's reason number five. It's a great reason to contact old clients and show them your appreciation by giving them a book, okay? So those are the first five reasons out of 10 of why every business owner, and I mean every business owner, has to have a book if you really want to grow your business. I get challenged on this quite a bit. In fact, I recently spoke at a conference where there are a lot of different service industries involved, from carpet cleaners to maid services and things of that nature. And a person had come up to me and said, you know, this sounds great, but listen, how does this impact my business? Well, no matter what the business you are, and especially if you're a service business, you're in competition with a lot of different people. What a book does is it makes you stand out. It differentiates yourself from the rest of the competition. And especially where you have a lot of competition, you've got to get really creative because everyone's using marketing, everyone's doing advertising, everybody's doing coupons or discounts. You're always having to do those things. So how do you stand out from the herd? Well, being an author, especially in an industry that may not need that kind of respect factor, is one of the best ways. And I have continuously, with my clients, seen this work time and time and time and time again, regardless if you're in the networking industry, whether you're in the carpet cleaning industry, the home inspector industry, whether you're a dentist, a doctor, whether you are a speaker or consultant in an IT firm. This is so important, and I promise you, these 10 reasons apply to every single industry out there today, and I assure you that. So let's move on to reason number 6 of why you should have a book. Well, number 6 is obviously we want more leads, right? And how do you capture the names and emails for your prospects? Right now, they may have to hear about you in advertisements. They may need to go through the Yellow Pages if you're still doing Yellow Pages ads, you know, whatever, they're going online, they're searching, and that's fine, and you hope that they find you. But you can get greater leads by just simply having an online presence to sell your book. Because sometimes people aren't necessarily looking for your business, but they might be looking for the topic of your book, right? So, for example, my book is a personal development book. Now, it's very much about my story and what I've gone through in my life and how, you know, my ups and downs in life really helped to put me where I am today, and a lot of lessons learned along the way, and I share those in my book. Now, when somebody first goes online, they're not searching for Michelle Prince. They're not searching for the title of my book, and frankly, they're not searching for my business. But what they might be searching for is how to overcome fear, how to have balance in life, how to overcome negative self-beliefs, how to feel good about myself. Those are things they might be searching for, and what will come up is a result of my book. So inadvertently, they're not necessarily looking for me. They're looking to solve their problem online. But my book is offering a solution. And then what does the book do? It gives them exposure to me. They get to know me, like me, trust me. They want to then go back to my website, learn more about me. They want to then learn more about my business. That's how this works. And we all know people buy from those they know, like, and trust. And I know no better way for someone to get to really know you, like you, and trust you than to reading about you, to learning your story, to hearing who you are and what your passions are and how you got started. It's so, so important. So reason number 6 is you're going to get new leads. You're going to capture more leads online, offline, and that is how you build a business. Reason number 7, increased revenue with additional offerings. So the book, people buying your book is one additional revenue stream. But let's face it, you have to sell a lot of books in order to make a significant revenue stream just in selling the book. Now, the book is one way of letting people know about you, but that same information can be shared over a CD, just like you're listening to right now. It can be shared at a seminar, a live workshop. It could be a one-day, a half-day, a 2-, 3-, 4-day event, depending on the kind of value you have to offer your clients. It could be one-on-one coaching. True story. When I first wrote my book and I first launched my book online, again, my intention wasn't necessarily to launch this huge business where I am today. And the way it started, this is true story, I had a woman call me who read my book, and she was so moved by it and so motivated to take action in her own life and in her own goals, she called me up and she said, how much do you charge for coaching? And I sat there and I thought to myself, and I said, well, I don't. I don't do coaching. It wasn't a part of my business model. But you see what happened there? She read my book. She saw value in what I had to say. And my market was created for me because she had a need and she wanted me to walk with her hand in hand over the next year to help her achieve some really major life goals, in which we did. So never, ever underestimate the power of having a book to increase additional revenue streams, streams you're probably not even thinking about today. Because what happens when you're an expert? You immediately have more credibility. That credibility then brings more opportunities to you. And those opportunities may be very different from what you're doing today, but being open to them and providing that same value that you're doing in the book in different formats to, you know, meet all the needs of the different people in the world. Some people like to listen. Some people like to hear. Some people like to, to see over a DVD. Some people like to attend live events. And some people want to work with you one-on-one as their coach, their strategist, as their business partner. So additional revenue streams, I've seen it with my own business, but with all of my coaching clients, this is part of what we're building. It is about a book, but it isn't. Does that make sense? It's just your business card. And at the end of the day, we're business people, and our goal is to have as many revenue streams as possible so that if one goes down or if one, you know, is a smaller piece of the pie 1 year, you still have a lot of other ones to fall back on. And that is what having the authority of being an author will do for you. So reason number 8 of why every business owner must have a book is referrals. You know, think about how do you get your valuable referrals today? And imagine your business if you could gain all of these referral partners who are driving business to you. And how does that happen? Well, clients are going to tell other people about your book. Let's say you give your book to your existing clients as a thank you, or maybe to new prospects or new clients. Books get passed around. Books rarely get thrown away. Brochures get thrown away. Business cards get thrown away. But books rarely do. And what do? With books? We typically share them with friends and family if they helped us in some way. So a great way to gain more business is to get referral partners, partners who value what you have to say. They bought your book or they have your book. Or let's say you're in an industry where, you know, your business is based on referrals. Like, so it's a home inspection business. Let's say a lot of your business might come from realtors or from, you know, people within the home industry. So by giving them a copy of your book, do you think they're going to be more impressed with you? Do you think they're going to stand out more? You're going to stand out more in their mind? Absolutely. Do you think that's going to give you more valuable referrals? You bet it will. And I want you to imagine, what would your business look like? Literally, think about this. How would your business be different if you had more people calling you saying, I heard about you from so-and-so. I know you're doing referrals already, but imagine blowing it, you know, blowing the roof off of it. So reason number 9, raise your hand, and I know I can't see you, but raise your hand if you would like free publicity for your business. If you're not raising your hand even mentally, I know you're not listening, because who doesn't want free publicity? We all want free publicity. We want the local newspaper to acknowledge us. We want to be in local magazines. We want to be in national news. We want the press to see us as an authority in the industry that we're in. And we've already talked about that. How do you become that expert? You write a book. But how do you get free publicity? Well, press releases. You know, press releases are amazing, and they work in so many great ways. But one thing that people overlook all the time is if you're writing a book, you can do a press release on that to announce the launch of a project you're working on. And then when the book is ready, you announce the release of the new book. And then when you do a book signing, you announce the book signing. And then when you do this, and you do this, and you do this, press releases. And by the way, you can send press releases out for practically nothing. There are some services you pay for. There are some that are excellent that you do pay for, but there are many free press release opportunities where you can get free publicity for your business. And again, what is talking about your book do for you? It's just giving you more and more exposure as the expert in what you do. And the number 10 reason, but it probably should go up there at right about number one, is for why every business owner should have a book. If you really, truly want to build your business, the one thing you have to learn how to do is stand out from your competition. You have to differentiate from your competition. You cannot be like everyone else. As a buyer, think about it on a daily basis when you're buying something in an industry that has a lot of competition. Sometimes it's just a matter of, you know, throwing up the cards and finding what I'm trying to say is there's no process involved. It's just kind of like, all right, I'll go with him or her, because you don't know how they differ. It's too hard to differentiate. If you really want to crush your competition, and I say crush in a sense of in an ethical way, but building your business by standing out and differentiating yourself, you have to have a book. Because what does that do? We've already talked about what it does in 9 other ways, but one thing it does with your competition even, you're going to gain so much respect and admiration from your clients, from the community, from your family, but also, believe it or not, from your competition. They're going to see you as differently, and if they see you differently, others, buyers, are going to see you differently. It's your unique selling proposition. Some people call it USP, but unique selling proposition. When somebody is looking at two competitors and you all, both offer the same service, your rates are competitive, your reputation is pretty comparable, what is going to stand you apart? I promise you, if you can push a book across the table to a prospect and say, you know, we are serious about our business, we're serious about supporting you, here's a book for you to learn a little bit more about who we are and what we do, I promise you, when they're making a decision between you and the competitor, in their mind's eye, you're going to have more credibility. I promise that. And the reason I can promise it is I've seen it time and time and time again in all industries, in all businesses. And that's why I am so adamant when I meet a business person. I don't care if you are a first-time entrepreneur and you're just getting started. Do you want to make that launch easier for you? Write a book. Take what you know, take what you want to share with customers, and get it in writing. It's not difficult. It is a process. There is a blueprint for that process, and this is exactly what I teach in all of my courses, whether it's my home study course, which is the book writing blueprint, whether it's my live 2-day workshops, the Bookbound workshop, or whether you're one of my publishing clients where we're literally doing the entire book for you, from helping you write it, to edit it, to cover design, to printing, to everything involved. We do that for you, for our clients. So whether you work with me or anyone else, I don't really care, as long as you don't delay on getting your book out of your head onto paper. I can assure you, as soon as you do, you're going to start seeing all of these 10 reasons why the benefits of having a book start to really impact your business. And at the end of the day, we're in business to do what? Yes, of course, to make money. But why do we want to make money? It's not for the dollars. It's not for the dirty green bills. It's to have freedom to decide where we want to be, what we want to be doing at any given time, and with the people we want to be doing it with. So how do you assure that freedom? Well, you have to have the means. You have to have the business in a place of profitability. And I'm here today to share with you some ideas that you may not have thought about before of a fairly simple way to differentiate yourself so that you can ensure that financial stability, create multiple revenue streams, and most importantly, become the expert at what you're already the expert doing, but legitimizing it by becoming an author. I can help you do that. The way to get in touch with me is through bookwritingblueprint.com. That is bookwritingblueprint.com. Or you can contact us at info@princeperformance.com. That's info@princeperformance.com. A lot of workshops coming up here. We want you to be a part of those. I'm only taking on a couple coaching clients throughout the year. So because they're big projects and we commit a lot of staff to getting those books done. But if we can help you in any way, you contact us at info@princeperformance.com or find us online, Michelle Prince, through all the different social media sites. So I hope this is helpful for you to start to really think of yourself different than you do today. You already have everything you need within you right now to be an author. There's no research to be done. All that is needed is a little bit of time, and you need to learn the process. You need to know how it is done. It's not complicated, but there are a lot of steps, and I can help you do that. But don't delay. Get your book out, and I can't wait to shake hands and look you in the eye and say, congratulations, author. You did it. All because you followed your passion, you followed your dreams, and you made a commitment. So God bless. Take care. Bye-bye.